Okay. I'm a little nervous, guys. It's not necessarily a testimony, but I did finish a poem that I wrote about Jesus today, and I guess I'm just feeling pushed to read it. I also don't know if it's really ready to be read aloud, but because normally I write them down and I'd like revise them, but I guess I'm just going to read it. I have nothing to offer you, hands stained, heart hardened, mouth full of prayers I didn't mean, and silence where worship should have been. I am the prodigal, still standing in the pigsty, too ashamed to walk home. I am Peter, swearing I never knew you just to save my skin. I am Thomas, needing proof. I am Judas, trading truth for silver, because I couldn't see the treasure in front of me, and yet you still chose the cross. You still bore the nails, knowing full and well I would break promises, curse my reflection, and hide behind shame like fig leaves. You saw every failure I would cling to, every idol I would build, every time I would run, and still you carried the beam. You wore the thorns. You became my guilt so I would not drown in it. I've cried on bathroom floors and begged for you to leave me behind because I couldn't fathom a savior who stays when I wouldn't even choose me. And you did. You stay. You stepped into my tomb and called me. I've broken every vow I've whispered in the dark, hands raised on Sunday and fists clenched by Monday. I run like Jonah. I've run like Jonah, hidden like Adam, denied you like Peter, and still you call me yours. I am dust and doubt, a cracked vase that cannot hold water, a heart too proud to kneel until it shattered, and yet you came, you. The word that hung the stars in place, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, the lion of Judah with fire in his eyes, you came. You stepped down from glory, wrapped yourself in the flesh of the broken, sweated blood for sins I won't confess. You were pierced for my disobedience, crushed for my wickedness, and by your wounds I am healed. But I still feel unclean, God. I am not worthy for you to enter under my roof, but speak just one word and I will be made whole. Because you are not merciful, you are mercy. You are not just forgiven, you are forgiveness, nailed to a tree, bleeding between two thieves, asking the Father to pardon those who mocked you to death, and somehow that includes me. How can I face that kind of love? I see the empty tomb, but I still live like it is Friday. I sing hallelujah, but choke on the guilt of every time I choose the world over you. Still, you meet me in my dirt, in my fear, in my hiding, and you don't flinch, you don't walk away, you stay. You are not afraid of my unworthiness. You are the one who crushed the head of the serpent so that I could return home. Jesus, King of Kings and friend of sinners, I don't deserve you, and I never will. But you didn't die because I'm worthy. You died because you are good, and now I live, but not by mercy, nor in shame, but in the shadow of the cross that saved me. Mm. Mm. Amen.